Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Spara, Tavshan Ayin Vav. The Torah goes into detail at the end of the Parsha about the Isurim of Achilas Hashrotzim, eating insects in our food, or eating any insects, that there are many lavin that are associated with this. The Torah concludes in Parak Mem Hei, Pasuk Mem Hei, Ki Ani Hashem Hamala Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am the God that took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Again, this is at the end of the Parsha of Shratzim. So Rashi says, in the second Pshat, Rashi says, Dover Acher, another way to understand this, Ki Ani Hashem Hamal Eschem. I am the one that took you up from Mitzrayim. Rashi asks, B'chulan Ksiv Haitzesi, V'kan Ksiv Hamala. Usually when the Torah talks about leaving Mitzrayim, we know the Torah says, Ani Hashem Asher Haitzesi Eschem, like we have in the Parsha of Tzitzis, we say every day in Kriyashma. Why here does the Torah tell us Amala Eschem? So Rashi explains, Tanan Dveri Rishmol, Il Mali Le Halesis Yisrael Mitzrayim, if I would not have taken up the Jews from Egypt, El Bishvil She'im Etamim Bishratzim Kishar Umayis Dayam. In order for Jews, in order for the Yidden, to be careful in abstaining from eating Shratzim, that would have been enough. Mali Yusahu Gabayu. It is something which is an advantage, something which is a supreme ideal which the Jews adhere to. Vizel Lashon Ma'ale, and that's why the Lashon Ma'ale, above, beyond, is used. What is Rashi telling us over here? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says in one of his Shmuzin, Maimer Tazayin, talks about the idea of Nechbodus. He talks about the idea of dignity. And he says, the idea of dignity, the idea that a Jew has to keep in mind that he is somebody who is better than everybody else, that he has a mission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being part of the Am HaNivchar. So that is something which a Jew has to always take with him. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz gives a very interesting and beautiful raya from Yosef HaTzadik. The Torah tells us that Eshes Beit Tifar tried to seduce him. In Bereishis Lamed Tes Pasuk Ches, Yosef, the Torah tells us that Yosef HaTzadik says, Vayimayin, he refused, Vayoymer El Eshes HaDoinov, and he replied to the wife of his master. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Pei Zayin, Parsha Hei, brings many different pshatim on this pasuk, but one of the pshatim that he brings, the Medrash brings, is Davar Acher, different pshat. Amar Allah, he said to her, Ruvain Ayidesha Kosaboy Vayelech Ruvain Vayishkav as Bila, because it says, the Torah says that Ruvain, when he switched the beds of his father from Bila's tent to Leah's tent, Nitla Bechairosai Vinitenasli. We know that Ruvain lost the Bechair and was given to Yosef HaTzadik. Eshma Loch, if I'll listen to you, Ve'etcha Mibchairosi, I'm going to lose that Bechair. What was he telling Eshes Beit Tifar? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what he was telling Eshes Beit Tifar was that this has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this has nothing to do with Averis. This is something that if I do, it's not a respectable act. It's something which will make me lose my dignity. And you don't want me to lose the Bechaira for the same exact reason that my brother lost the Bechaira. So therefore, he was trying to use a logical argument that Eshes Beit Tifar could understand why he should not do this terrible Avera. And that, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is the idea in our parasha. The Torah tells us, Ki Ani Hashem Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The Goyim will not be affected if they eat Shratzim. The Torah tells us that if we eat Shratzim, we will be affected. That is a lesson for us to teach us that we are held to a higher standard, that we are mechubadim, that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He looks at us, like the Torah tells us, Mamlechas Kehanu V'Goy Kadosh, a nation that has lofty ideals, high standards, and as a result, we have a dignity that we have to always maintain. People sometimes make a mistake and they say, who am I, what am I? Eh, it doesn't matter, anyway, I'm a nobody. Comes along this parsha and tells us, no, all Yidden, all Jews, are somebody's. All of us are Mamlechas Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are all tremendous, tremendously lofty, and we have to maintain our dignity. This is evidenced in the pasuk before, The Torah tells us, "Ki ani Hashem alekechem v'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim." The Torah says, "I am your God. Make it be holy, and you will be holy." So the Sfar Makdashim ask, "What does this mean? V'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Be holy, and you will be holy." The answer given is that a person shouldn't make the mistake and say, if I'm going to go and act like I'm holy, or I'll go and act like I'm from, I'm just fooling myself and I'm fooling other people. Says the Torah, no, v'skadishtem. If you want to be kadosh, if you want to become somebody who's holy, you have to act a part. You have to remember that you are a mamleches kehanim. You have to remember that you have a tremendous amount of dignity. You have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Am HaNivchar. He made us Am HaNivchar, and He made us people who are above and beyond. And if you'll remember that, and you'll act in that fashion, v'yisem kedoshim, then you will, of course, become holy in your essence, in your being, in your reality, in your metzias. A good and Shabbos.